Okay.
So the Mishnah says a memalaf, suffik ha arla, be'eretz Yisrael asar. If you have arla, which is a suffik, in Eretz Yisrael, it's like any sfeik of the araisa, and it's asar. B'surya mutar, v'chutz la'aretz yard v'like it. Like that. So in Surya, even though there are, it's awesome in Rabbanon, because it's near, it's land near Eretz Yisrael, but if it's a Suffolk, right, it's going to be much just a strike of the Rabbanon, I guess, right? So it says an 8, although the laws of Allah also apply to Eretz Yisrael, they do not apply in a case of a doubt, right? If you're outside the lands of Eretz Yisrael, which are not smuchim to Eretz Yisrael, then you can even go down and purchase produce collected by a non-Jew. But you can't see the non-Jew gathering the produce of Arla. So if you see him actually picking the produce from an Arla tree, you can't eat that. So that, right, so that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling me. The Futsla Aretz, you can go down and purchase Arla, that produce that's already collected by a non-Jew, meaning, let's look at 9, he may purchase produce that he sees being brought out of the Arla field. He can even go into the field and buy produce that is there, as long as he does not see it being picked. It's a possibility that the produce is actually from a different orchard.
There's still a
suffix. Right. Even though it's a far-fetched suffix. Normally, right? This is not permitted in Surya, okay? So that's a chilek between Chutz La'aretz and Surya. Surya, it's a little more stricter because it's close to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anything else here? Yeah, that's about all. Okay. So that's an interesting rule. So that's Arla. Kekarashuna to a Yarak. Now let's talk about Kalayim. Let's suppose I have a vineyard which has vegetables, which normally would be prohibited. By Yakarim, right? The Yarak Nimkar Chutzalai. So I've got a vineyard in which there is definite, you know, Kalayakarim over there. And then on the side of the road, right outside this field which has this Kalayim growing, you've got a little stand there and they're selling the vegetables. So you don't know for sure whether they came out of the vineyard, but it's likely. It's very suspicious. Right? It's a loss, sir. There you can't buy from the stand. There was Surya, but you can buy the Surya. Chutz La'aretz yard below Kate. Here it even goes a little further. In the Chutz La'aretz, you can actually have the non-Jew go down to the vineyard and gather vegetables on your behalf, even though you actually see him collect from the actual client, but you're not doing it. Vanshala yoka piyat, but you can't gather it with your own hands. So it's a step further. That's lakula. Okay. Then it says, Chalash also minatara b'chom makim. Chalash is also everywhere. V'ha'arla halacha. Arla would be a halacha. The pashtus will just learn it now. So you can more likely think about what this means, but we'll learn it this way. The halacha means halacha l'mosh mi-sinai, so it's also the araisa. And klayim is mid-raisa. Klayim is only aser mid-rabbana. It's talking about klaya kerem. Klay is raim or mutter. That is not even an iser on a drabbana level outside Eretz Yisrael. So the reason, the chilek to that is because klaya kerem is an iser hana in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the rabbana will guys rufus laretz to create an Isra Achila on Klai Akarim. Klai Yisroam in Eretz Yisrael is only an Isra of a Maisa. The Maisa of planting is Osir. But if someone was Ivor and they did it, it doesn't create an Isra Hano. You're actually allowed to eat it. And so therefore, the Rabbanu Wanak Geyser and Chutz La'aretz. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Eza.
So Kilaim is Bitzot Zotluyas Ba'aretz.
Right. Kalayim is...
So why would it be Asur at all in Chutz La'aretz?
Because it's in Sarno. So
they're,
wait, what's the Zohar in Israel? Yes, and so because therefore, because it's Zohar in Israel, they were guys are in Chutz Lawrence also. Yeah.
Isn't that one of the reasons why that the byproduct of klaim is mutter?
Byproduct of what klaim?
In other words, it's usher to.
Klaim zroim or klaim karam? What are you talking about?
It says klaim.
Yeah, but we explain this klaim means klaim karam. Klaim zroim is different. Yeah. Zok to gemar by zok to gemar by zok to So now we're going to just set up the scenario here. It's just but pretty much what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, Kerem shall arla, if you have a vineyard, enough in Nukar's Chutzla, you have the grapes being sold on the side of the road right outside it. So Beretz Yisrael is Osir, V'Soya Mutter. So that's what it says over here. The V'Soya will be Mutter. So Amar Rabbi Yudan disagrees. He says, even on the side of the road out in Soya, that would also be Osir, and he's not going to go that far. Where is it mutter? That's if you have kerem shal arla, the kerem acher betzino. If you have two vineyards, one has klaim, one is arla rather, and one is non-arla, so enough nukar skutzlo, you have those grapes being sold on the side of the road. So there it's a suffix which kerem it came from. So Beretz Yisrael it's also because it's still in the araisa. And in Surya, it would be mutter. That's from Yehuda Shita. Okay? Now the Gemara goes on to the next case, which is not all over Klai HaKarim. They're saying now it's missing some words in the Hebrew. You have to add in Ezu Safek Klai HaKarim. What's the case of Klai HaKarim? So that will be this. It's the same exact thing, same structure. Karim Latobi Yarek. You have this Klai vineyard. The Yarek Nimkala Kutzala. You have the vegetable sold on the side. So very small. It's also Basuri Mutter. Rabbi Huda, no. Afzal also b'soya, that would also be also is also come with the b'soya. That's kerem l'tovi yarak v'stei yarak acher b'tzira. You have two vineyards. One has vegetables, which are also, one is mutter, and yarak nimkala chutzalai. So that's going to be the case where Beretz Yisrael it's also, and in Soya it's mutter. So that's what you have. Machlokes here. How far are you makel in Soya? Alright, Chutzla Aretz Yored Velokate. Vanshala Yilka Piyat. So it says that when it comes to Klai HaKarem, Chutzla Aretz, you go down and you collect it, meaning you gather with the guy, the non-Jew will go down, okay? Yored means the non-Jew will go down, Velokate, and collect Klai HaKarem on his behalf. Vanshala Yilka Piyat, but he can't gather that with his own hand. I'm Rabbi Yudon. Here again, even though it's not in our Mishnah, but it's going to argue on our Mishnah. That this case is just like the earlier case, meaning, just like we said, in the Mishnah, we saw that there was a distinction. When it came to our law, the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that when you were in Chutz La'aretz, that you could go and buy from the guy, right? Look what it said. It said, Yoreid v'lokeach, right? The third line of the Mishnah. When it came to Arla, it said you go down and you buy, but you can't see the guy actually picking from the Arla. When it came to the Klai HaKarem, it said Yoreid v'lokate, eventually Yilkopiyad. You can actually see him picking from the Karem. You can't pick it by hand. So Rabbi Huda is saying, af he, or actually od he, kikadmayosa, that the second case of Klai HaKarem is exactly the same as the previous case as Arla, meaning that you cannot go and pick it. You cannot see the guy pick it either. You can only go down and buy it. That's what it says. Yorid v'lokeach, eventually you're in a locate. You can't see him actually buying it. Okay, 24, just to look at it inside, 24 important footnote. The Tana, Rabbi Huda, he argues on the Tana of our Mishnah. He maintains that the Rabbanan were not any more makel regarding Klai HaKarem than Arla. Tana of our Mishnah, however, differentiates between Klai HaKarem, which is Min Rabbanan outside Eretz Yisrael, and Arla, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. That's why there's a difference. Our Tanakhama holds that Arla is an Issa D'Oraisa. So therefore, you have to be machmer to the extent that you can only go down and buy, but you can't go down and see him picking it. And when it comes to kliyakam, which is only sindrabonin, is a step further. You can be makel. You can even see him. You can even see him picking it. But he holds not like that. Okay, he holds that there is no distinction. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this: when I'm a base, malfam base. Hacholish osim natar b'chamotem. So Armisha says Chodesh is Osir everywhere, right? HaChodesh Osir, that's the last statement of the Mishnah. HaChodesh Osir min HaTorah b'chol mokim. Let me just compare this. I was looking at this before in the Mishnah. On Lamed Vav Amud Beis in Kiddushin, as you remember, the Mishnah says over there, just to quote it to you quickly over here, it says, Kol mitzvah shitlui ba'aretz, inu noheg el ba'aretz. Shein etzli v'aretz, noheg bein v'aretz, bein v'chutz l'aretz. Chutz, min ha'arlo, u'klein, right? Which is very similar to our Mishnah. Then it says, Rabbi Lazar Aymer af ha'chadosh. Rabbi Lazar, in the Mishnah, in the Bavlis, in the Kiddushin, rather, said, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, it says at the top, Rabbi Lazar says, even chadosh is also asr. And the Gemara clarifies the Shaila, whether he's going to Kulu Chumra, the Gemara says he's going to Chumra. Afachadosh means in addition to Orla and Klayim, which are, even though they are mitzvahs hatliyas ba'aretz, afapikein and noigin chutzla aretz, and the reason for both is evident, because they're both Yisrei Hano, Orla is also Hano, and Klayim is also Hano. But actually, Orla, we're going to see in a second, that's a halacha. So that could mean that might be their raisa. Klayakarim, though, is drabbanim. But Rabbi Lazar says, Af HaChadosh, he holds Chadosh is also Asr, in Chutzla Aretz. Okay. Now, our Tanna of our Mishnah doesn't quote Rabbi Lazar, it just says it's Stam. HaChadosh Asr Min HaTorah B'chol Mokom. Okay? And it's talking about the Araisa. So the Gemara says, Mas Nisa de Rabbi Lazar. Our Mishnah is going according to the view of Rabbi Lazar. And then it quotes the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So it's our Mishnah is going in the Shita that Chodesh is Asur B'chol Mokon, right? The rabbis, however, they dispute Rabbi Lazar. They maintain Chodesh is not biblically prohibited outside of Eretz Yisrael. But it would be Asur Midrabbana. They're only arguing whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Our Mishnah says, HaKadosh Asur Min HaTorah in Chutz La'aretz. That's like Rabbi Lazar in the Tana of Lamed Zayin and Kiddushin. That says Chodesh is also Asur Min HaTorah. But the Rabbanan who argue are going to say, it's not Asur Min HaTorah, but it will be Asur Midrabbana anyway, right? So that's going to be a problem. That's the problem we're going to have to... We want to come out tonight with some kind of a makom to be makel in Chutz La'aretz on Chodesh. So far, it's looking pretty bad. Everybody, all the Tanoim, are arguing and are holding its Osir. It's only a shiloh that it's the Araisa of the Rabbanon. So, what do we...
Everybody totally in the back.
Right, so let's hold on for that. Hold on a second to that. My time with the Rabbi Lazar. So what's his reasoning? Because it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Moshrei Seichem. Says by what? By Chodesh. It says in all your, wherever you are. So, B'chol Mokom, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz or whether it's in Eretz Yisrael. Bein Baris Mei Chutz La'aretz. And what are the Rabbanan do with the Pasuk of Moshrei Seichem? I became Rabbanan Tam Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, B'chol Moshrei Seichem, B'chodesh Shekin Yotze B'chutz, which means that you had Chodesh that was in Eretz Yisrael, and Chodesh that was in Eretz Yisrael, that was Yotze, to Chutz La'aretz, that will be Asur because of Chol Moshrei Seichem. But the stuff that grows in the Chutz La'aretz would not be Asur because of the Pasuk. Okay? So that's 7. So let's look at footnote 7. This is where it's... before I do 7, let's just finish a little bit more Gemara. Rabbi Yonah Ba'ikum and Rabbi Yaisi. So, the Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi is quoted in Tosfos and Kiddushin on Lamed Vav Beis also, Yerushalmi asked a question. Lama lo tninon af hachala imahim. Why didn't it say the challah as well with them. Because as you know, you keep challah here in Baltimore, don't you?
That's not a
it's not?
Is it?
It certainly is. You only know challah when you draw a bun on the puslaris. What the Gemara is asking is just like things which are draw a bun on the puslaris, such as klayim, which is only draw a bun, right?
Oh, he said. It's three bars.
It's three bars. Yeah, it's not. It's
oh, yeah.
Bias Kolchem says you have to come. Vayachem al Aretz, it says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So it's Tzliv Aretz. It's only Noi Vidar Bonon. The Gemara seems to be asking, just like it says, Chutzman al Arlo and Klei Akerem, Klei, right? Klei Akerem, that they're Noi Chutzman al Aretz. So especially if you hold Arlo is a Dara Bonon and Klei is Dara Bonon, if you hold they're both Dara Bonon, then it should also have in the list Chawa, which is also drop one in Noyig and Chutz La'aretz. Now, hold on one second. So now there's one prat here, which is in the Mepharshim, it's a little difficult. And that is, if you look at Marafolda, and you look at the Pnei Moshe, they both say the same thing here. When the Gemara says, Lama, look at the fourth thin line. It says, Lama lo tanidon af hachala. So the Marafolda says, Adura b'liyazar parach. The Gemara is asking Akasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, the Gemara is asking Akasha on the Mishnah in Kedushin. It's where it says Rabbi Eliezer was Maisef, not only is Klaim and Allah, he's Maisef Chodesh. So the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Eliezer, just like he was Maisef Chodesh, why wasn't he also Maisef Chala? Very strange question. The reason why the Gemara Folder says that shot is because he only asked Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yoina only asked the question after we introduced Rabbi Lazar. Right? The Gemara started talking about Rabbi Lazar.
We knew about Rabbi Lazar from the other Mishnah,
I'm just pointing this out to you for a reason, because in terms of shot, in the Pnei Moshe, it also says the same thing. If you look parallel over to that, on the right side, it says, Lama lo taninon l'Rabbi Eliezer af hachala imohem sheneheges v'chomokan. Why is the Gemara pointing it out only in Rabbi Lazar? According to the Mepharshim, what's it got to do with Rabbi Lazar? It's nothing to do with Rabbi Lazar. This question is Tamakash on the Mishnah. And if you take a look at the Ha'aros Maharaf, whoever that is, I don't know who that is. So Ois Aleph, he has Ois Aleph on that Mara folder. He says, Aval Ha'ikar, in the second line. He says, the Hashas Hiksha Amas Nisan Dohocho. It's nothing to do with the Mishnah and Kedushin. The Gemara is asking on our Mishnah here, where Rabbi Lazar is not even mentioned. Lo mo lo toni nami chalei moyam don heges gam kem b'chol mokam midirei soifrim. Right? So this is a general question on the Mishnah. Why would it be focused on Rabbi Lazar? This is a little bit of an ambiguous thing in terms of pshat. Whether this is important in the final analysis or not may play a role. Anyway, so the Gemara is asking, why doesn't it say Chala? So the Gemara answers, Malay lo asinon masnei, although it should not be Yisrael of a guy. We only want to say things in the Mishnah which are knowing both by Yidden and by Goyim.
Which is knowing by Goyim.
So that's the Gemara's mashma. The Gemara here is mashma very much that Chodesh is knowing by Goyim. Otherwise,
that's such a thing.
This is the big problem of Chodesh. Chodesh, according to all Rishonim, is knowing bein be'aretz, bein be'chutz la'aretz, bein be'yidin, bein be'goyim. That's the problem with how we're able to eat it. The Bach came along with Machadesh that Chodesh is not knowing by goyim be'chutz la'aretz. But when you read the Yerushalmi, the Bach doesn't make any sense. This Yerushalmi says right over here, the Mishnah is only talking about things which are knowing by Yisrael and Megayim, And challah ain't no heavens, all be Yisrael.
Challah and klayim?
Is nohe by both, meaning meaning that if it grows, you're not allowed to pick it.
Okay.
Right? Remember, we said in the Mishnah, according to Rablazer, let's go like Rablazer. Rablazer said, or actually Rav Yudin said it.
It doesn't matter.
However you want to learn it, okay? There are distinctions how you can buy from the guy, but you can't go down and pick it yourself. Even in the according to the Tanakhama, you can't go down in the case of Klayat Karim and pick it yourself. The guy can. This doesn't create an Isra Chila. But it's an Isra, the Isra Maisa of planting Klayat Karim is also though. It's no hate by Goyim, because if it wasn't no hate by Goyim, you would be able to go into the field and pick it. The Mishnah doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're right in terms of there being an Isra, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's not
Tali B'Goyim, it's not Tali B'Goyim.
There's going to be an Isra that there are Isurim surrounding the Peiros, even if they're grown by Goyim.
Okay.
That's clear from the Mishnah. Okay, in Arlo you can only buy from him, and in Klayat Karim you can only go down and have him pick it, but you can't pick it. But it seems that there are Yisurim surrounding it. Mashenkin v'challah, there's totally no imperative. Challah and Hegzal Yisrael, the Ksiv Reishis Harisol Seichem. Okay, and now one last thing. One last thing, I want to get up to the I want to finish the next paragraph. Ha'or la'halacha, the Gemara, and then we'll do seven at the end. Ha'or la'halacha, so it says, what does that mean? Shmuel says, kehochas medina, that means it's like the things that are noheg, that means the drabbana. And if you're not going to know, halacha l'mashmi sinai, it's not drabbana, it's deraisa. Rabbi Yosef bar kumi, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'mashmi sinai, you're saying it's halacha min ha'tayra, and yet you still say that if there's a suffix, we say that you can that it's mutter. How can you say that something which is nesed deraisa is mutter mi suffix? In chutz la'aretz, right? We're talking about chutz la'aretz. We're saying orla is halacha in chutz la'aretz, and he's saying it means the halacha mishum sinai. But we're saying that if it's a suffix, then it's mutter in eretz in chutz la'aretz. How is it mutter? It's in a suffix deraisa. So the famous answer, Amar Kishah, Shenitna Halacha, Kach Nitna. That is the way the Halacha was given at the time they gave it, that it was going to, it's Aser Min HaTorah, but it's Aser only if it's a Vadai, not if it's a Sof. That's the way the Halacha Mashiach was given. An exceptional thing. Amar, so Rabbi Yossi exclaimed, if I would have only come down from Babel, Eretz Yisrael, to hear this one thing from Rabbi Yochanan, it would have been enough. This is like he was on his spall from it. Okay, so we're going to stop here, and we're going to finish up the rest of the daf, which is basically about an omid, tomorrow, Mi'as Hashem, to finish the Masechta. I want to do seven, though, still. And if you have to go, you have to go, but it's 9:01. So footnote 7. So according to the rabbis, right, we're going back, so footnote 7 is where the Gemara is asking on what's the reason of Rabbi Lazar who says the Chodesh is also everywhere. He said, V'chol Moshe Seichem. And the Rabbanon, they said, V'chol Moshe Seichem means it's Chodesh that came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So footnote 7. According to the Rabbanon, the phrase Chomosh V'Seichem indicates, does not indicate, rather, that Chodesh applies everywhere. Rather, it teaches that grain that Eretz Yisrael was removed from the land is nevertheless subject to the Isra of Chodesh. Okay. Now, in the Bavli, it says that Chomosh V'Seichem is for different reasons, because to tell me that it's only effective after the Shavu Shekosh of Shavu Shecholkel. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. Different kind of reason. Now, it's clear over here in the brackets. In the Bavli and Menachos, the dispute between the Lazar and the rabbis is merely whether Chodesh is prohibited outside Eretz Yisrael under biblical or rabbinic law. All agree, however, that it is in fact prohibited. The Gemara aligns our Mishnah specifically with the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, because it says explicitly in our Mishnah that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. According to the major halachic works, the halacha accords with Rabbi Eliezer, because we have a Stam Mishnah here in our law, which is like Rabbi Lazar. So therefore, you're going to pass on Rabbi Lazar because there's a Stam Mishnah like him. So that's what it says over there. And he quotes all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and everybody. He says they pass on Rabbi Lazar. Other Rishonim, though, contend, here we have the Heter, Chodesh is prohibited outside Yisrael only by rabbinic law. Okay, since according to either view, Chodesh is forbidden outside of Israel, the authorities struggle to justify the lack of adherence to this restriction in the diaspora. See Bach. Okay?
And then variant A,
he goes through a heter. He has a heter. Because the Mishnah in Kiddushin is discussing the prohibition of Chodesh, and the Gemara states that the Mishnah is only saying things that are applicable to non-Jews as well, which would have the implication that Chodesh is also even to the produce of non-Jews. Others understand the Gemara is asking why the Tanakhama of that Mishnah, who mentions only Klayim and Orla, did not mention Chala as well. Accordingly, no conclusion can be drawn with regard to whether Chodesh applies to and held by non-Jews. In other words, if you learn the Kasha is only on the Tanakhama, not on Rav Lazar, the Gemara was asking, why didn't the Tanakhama mention Challah? The Gemara says, I only want to say things that are negaya both by Yidden and by Goyim. So he's referring to the Orla and Kliyat Kerem of the Tanakhama. But the Gemara was never talking, according to Rav Lazar, who was talking about Chodesh. They only were asking on the Tanakhama. So you never have a Beferish statement then in the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that Chodesh is knowing even by Goyim. It was only said in the Tanakhama. So you see how we have to wiggle our way through a Gemara to explain what they were asking. That's why it's important to understand what the Gemara's question was when it said, why didn't it say Chala? Is it asking of Rabbi Lazar, which is the original version of Mara Folda, but apparently later versions they say he changed his mind. And Rosh Tirilo does not say that it was a kasha on Rav Lazar. Rosh Tirilo and Eric Amar says that this kasha of why didn't it say Chal is actually going on the Tanakhama only. Right? Accordingly, no conclusion can be drawn. Moreover, even Rav Lazar who adds Chodesh may do so based on the knowledge that the Tanakhama does not extend Chodesh to the lands outside Eretz Yisrael. He comes to dispute this point, and he says that everybody holds Chodesh does not apply to land held by non-Jews. And in fact, that's the opinion of the Bach.
Yeah. The Heter is because it belongs to Goyim.
It doesn't apply. It's a very difficult Heter. It's according to 90% of all the Rishonim and all the Paiskim. If you just read...
Does Orla apply to Goyim's trees?
It says over here in the Mishnah it does. It says applies. It says that only when it asked here in the Gemara, why doesn't it say Chal in the Mishnah? It said it's because it only wants to list things that are negaya both by Yidden and by Goyim. It's clear that Orla and Kliyat Kerem are definitely things that apply by Goyim, and the Mishnah says so explicitly. So why didn't it say Chal? Because Chal doesn't apply. But Rav Lazar is most of Chodesh as well. So then the Mishnah is saying things that are negaya by Goyim, which is Chodesh would be included according to the Pashtus of the language. That's why Chodesh is a very, very hush of a Chomra.
Well, it's become much more popular now. I remember when nobody heard of it.
What they originally said was that there were several Hatayrim. One was the famous fake of the Ramah. There was a suffix whether it was grown last year or whether it grew this year. And in Tim Slimer grew this year, maybe it took root before Pesach. And he makes a tzveik out of that. But Kivenga is not happy with that tzveik. There was another reason given because of worms, that the older wheat became wormy, and because of the problem of eating the worms was a much more severe isser. You know, how Harvey Lavin was said about eating worms, so therefore people, it's not a dacha, it's not a dacha, they have to be makel. And then you have the bach that who holds that going with smoke. These are the only things. There's a long, if you're interested in this topic, there's a contras, what's it called, contras basra or something like that, contras achron, in the Pnei Yeshua, in Kedushin, at the end of Kedushin, the contras achron, which is pages and pages long, that discusses this shayla.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives a heter as well. Okay.
Nowadays, all the manufacturers know exactly when the stuff is planted or harvested, and with